meeting to order. Our first order of business is the approval of the agenda. Ms. Cornwell, any changes to the agenda?
There was a change to the agenda. It was revised November 14th, 2019 to remove CU 2191 Jason Hill. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right. Next item is the approval of the minutes of the October 17, 2019 meeting. Any changes to the agenda?
I don't believe there were any. If they were, they were minor, so they can be as submitted.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the October 17, 2019 meeting as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is old business. Our first item of old business is conditional use number 2194 Imagination Renovation LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2194 for Imagination Renovation for a furniture making and repair business based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this applicant proposes to operate a small furniture making and repair business on property which consists of 5 acres. The applicant has 2 to 4 employees and the applicant proposes to use 2 existing buildings on site. Two, the use as a furniture making and repair shop at this location is of a general or semi-public, a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. Three, the project with the conditions and stipulations so placed upon it will not adversely affect area roadways. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Five, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the use shall be limited to the 2 buildings of approximately 4,100 square feet and 400 square feet and designated on the boundary survey plan as buildings to be used in furniture making business. B, 1 unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. C, there shall be no outside storage of materials or supplies. D, security lighting shall be downward screened and shall be directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. E, any dumpster shall be screened from view of neighbors and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. F, the hours of operation shall be from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturdays. G, all furniture making, including staining and repairs, shall be performed inside the existing buildings located on the property. No lumber and equipment shall be stored outside. H, the site shall be subject to all DLDOT entrance and roadway requirements. I, handling and disposal of all hazardous waste from the furniture making and repair shop shall comply with all local, state, and federal laws, rules, and regulations. J, the failure to abide by these conditions shall result in the termination of the conditional use approval. K, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The final site plan shall clearly show the area set aside for parking. That's it.
A second.
The moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2194 Imagination Renovation LLC for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is a change of zone number 1893 Lisa Horsey.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change in zone number 1893 for Lisa Horsey for a change in zone from AR1 agricultural residential zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. Two, the site is in the commercial area according to Sussex County Land Use Plan. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning according to the plan. Three, the site is located at the intersection of Route 13 and Boyce Road. The property is shaped like a triangle and has frontage on both sides of these roads, with Route 13 being an arterial road. It is also surrounded by existing commercial zoning. Four, there is currently a commercial building on the site, and the property has been used for commercial purposes in the past. This rezoning will make the existing building and its prior commercial usage consistent with the zoning of the property. 5, the use will not have any adverse impact on neighboring properties or roadways. 6, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. 7, no parties appeared in opposition to the rezoning application. 8, any future use of the property will be subject to the site plan review by Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1893, Lisa Horsey, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item was change of zone number 1894, Howard Pepper Jr.
Mr. Chair, I move that we recommend approval of change of zone number 1894 for Howard Pepper Jr. for a change of zone from AR1 to C3 based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. 1, the site is along Route 113, which is a major arterial road, and the location is appropriate for C3 zoning. The property directly to the north is Zone C1, and the existing property across Route 113 is Zone C1. The C3 zoning will be consistent with the area zoning and uses. 2, according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the property is designated as commercial area. C3 zoning is appropriate within these areas according to the plan. Adjacent parcels to the south and east are designated as developing areas, and the comprehensive plan provides that C3 zoning may be appropriate in developing areas as well. 3, the proposed zoning will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties or roadways. 4, whenever this property is developed for a particular use, the applicant will be required to meet or exceed all DLDOT requirements. DLDOT will determine where appropriate entrance locations should be. 5, C3 zoning is appropriate since the county zoning code states that the purpose of such zoning is to provide for businesses along major arterial roads that serve local and regional residents as well as the traveling public. In this case, the rezoning along 113 falls within the stated purposes of the C3 district. 6, any future development of the site will require preliminary and final site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. 7, no parties appeared in opposition to the change of zone.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1894, Howard Pepper Jr., for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're very glad that you're here with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings tonight will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments that has been received. Then, the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time and limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. During the proceedings, Sussex County does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will decide whether to direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing an application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.